What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast. And what's crazy to me is that I actually hit a year today, a whole freaking year of doing this podcast every single week, 52 weeks. It is insane to just how fast also but just hardest to kind of later. And besides that, I kind of want to just hop right in because I've done this for a whole year. This podcast should be about how to be more consistent. So that's what I'm going to do. First step, four steps to being more consistent. First step is to set small goals. So, for example, my small goal was to just post a podcast. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to plan anything out. I don't really know exactly how it's going to go, what's going to happen. But the goal was just put my voice out there and submit it and just let it go. That right there has taken me to where I am now, where I'm a whole year in of a whole kind of new era of my life. I mean, never in my life would I think I would do a podcast. And it all started with just setting a small goal of just, you know, taking the time, taking 20 minutes to just really think about what do I want to do? How do I want to do this podcast? And I couldn't think of anything. So I just put my voice out there. And that has turned into now. So set small goals for yourself, because it's impossible to look at a goal a year from now and see how hard it is to reach. You have to just take it day by day. Second thing I'll say is to prioritize. So again, for this podcast, every single Sunday I try to post. Mostly this whole entire year I've posted on every Sunday, if you've been listening. And to me, this is urgent and it's important. No matter what, I made it a promise to myself that I have to do this every Sunday. More like I get to do this every Sunday. And it has helped tremendously in terms of just staying consistent, knowing that I have to prioritize this podcast if I really care about it. So kind of write down what you have to do for the week and prioritize what needs to be done, what's urgent and important, what's urgent and not important, what's important but not urgent, and vice versa. So if you have an assignment that's due in a week from now, that's not urgent. It's important, but it's not urgent. So you can put that on the back burner for now. And that will help you so much in terms of just staying consistent with what you want to do throughout your days. Third thing I'll say is just limit your distractions. I mean, right now, I could never have done this podcast ever if I would have prioritized and decided that I'd rather just go on my phone and go on YouTube and go on Instagram and just do things that really don't make me happy, especially if all that's other people, what they want to do. So if you limit your distractions, social media, just anything that limits, that can take away your full attention from the day, try to take that out. And you'll just be so much happier. I know I'm talking about consistent, but you'll be so much happier if you just start making your days and planning out your days the exact way that you want to. The fourth thing I'll say, which I've mentioned before, this is the best thing that's helped me tremendously in terms of my stress levels and getting things like this podcast done, but create a schedule and plan out every single week. Everyone's different. I like planning out my week every Sunday night. I write down everything I have to do for the week. And it does wonders knowing that I know exactly what I am doing, exactly what I'm doing every single day of the week. And I wish I could just tell you guys how much this has helped me, but like, it's just, I could talk about this forever. The more you plan out your week, it's literally proven how much it helps with your like stress levels. I mean, literally I'm reading right now on Forbes.com. One of the most significant benefits of a weekly work planning session is increased productivity, improved time management, and reduced stress. So even if you take that 30 minutes out of your Sunday to plan out your week ahead, it might seem like it's tedious, but your week ahead, your Monday through Saturday, are going to be a breeze because you already know exactly what you're doing right when you wake up in the morning. And this has helped me stay consistent with this podcast because every week I write down on Sunday, post podcast every single Sunday. And now I'm here at a whole entire year and I feel great. I seriously am so happy that I can do this for you guys. I'm happy that I stayed true to what I wanted to do. And I've been telling people that have talked to me about me having a podcast, and I tell them, just start. If you want to do that, if you want to learn a new skill, just start. And you never know where it's going to take you. So guys, thank you so much for listening to me the past year. And with that being said, the four things to help your consistency is to set small goals, prioritize your tasks, limit your distractions, and plan out every single week you have. Thank you again, guys, and I will see you next week.